people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris Don One. And welcome to another fabulous episode of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button. Share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Can you do your boy a favor? Can you do your boy a solid? Subscribe to me on Spotify. And you can listen to the podcast at your leisure, either on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. But please, 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 please subscribe to me on my Spotify page. All right. Got all that stuff out of the way. Today's episode is going to be a doozy, and it's called, and you guys are going to freak out. Okay. Careful, all right? It's called dry coochie, wet mouth. Dry coochie with a wet mouth. Now, you're going to listen to that title and you're going to think something different, but once you listen to the story, you know, it's going to be completely different to what the actual title is not going to describe. It's not going to match with, the story's not going to match with the title, okay? But you're going to get it. But immediately, it's not going to match the title. All right. So first and foremost, let's go ahead and start with this story. And this was when I was in my prime. All right. Particularly on the dating scene. You know, you guys heard the previous episodes of The Struggle. The struggle was real for your boy in these dating streets. All right. This was in my prime, man. Like if my dating life was an actual NBA free throw game, and the average is 60% from the free throw line. At that time, when I was in my prime, I was a solid 85%. All right. Not to say that I was the best, but I was averaging pretty good as far as in the dating scene. All right. My summer sausage was dipped in all types of different variations of coochies, of different nationalities. You know, my summer sausage had a passport, okay? It's been in more different vaginas than, you know, that was my best years. Those were my best years, okay? My talk game, my wordsmanship was at an all-time high. My talk game was on point. Everything was solid. You know, it's amazing when I start these episodes, everything be calm, cool, and quiet closer to my patio. But then when immediately I hit the record button, you start hearing some crazy noise in the background. I do apologize for that, but let's continue with the story. All right. So yeah, my talk game, everything. And like I said, in the other previous episodes, you know, my talk game was not matching my head game, my sausage game. But all I knew is, in the beginning, before I got into my prime, if I can get her to smile, if I can spark up some type of conversation, and then we, you know, try to get familiar with one another, who knows, one thing may lead into another. Hopefully it would lead right into her bedroom. You know, but now I'm in my prime, everything's all good in the hood. All right. So I met this shorty at work, and I'm gonna tell you guys, she's an older shorty, all right. And I knew she was peeping me. By the way, when we would work, she would occasionally look up and look for me. She would smile at me. You know, women tip guys off, particularly guys that they like. Okay, if a woman looks at you a lot of times, if she smiles, if she's, now I'm not going to say the word excited is not what I'm looking for, but if she's really engaging your conversation, chances are she really, really likes you. All right. But women have a short attention span, particularly if you don't act up, if you don't get into their bag, they're going to move on to the next guy. All right. So this was an older woman. And, you know, back then, MILFs was the way to go. A lot of us would love to get in an entanglement with an older woman. You know, she didn't look all that bad. She had an average body. Her breast size was average. She had a whole lot of chunk. She had a whole lot of junk in that trunk back there. She had a big backyard back there. Booty was banging. All right. A little shorty, but she was older. And I noticed, I've been noticing that, you know, she kept, you know, eyeing me down. So I knew she was feeling me. So I started sparking a conversation with her. You know, first, you know, we would, you know, talk constantly at work. So I asked her, I said, yo, won't you just give me your number and I can call you after work? And she gave me her number. You know, we would text, call, this, that, and the other. You know, I learned a lot from my previous relationship where I wouldn't get catfished again. So I wanted to make sure I wanted to hear her voice. Okay. So from the previous relationship, you guys heard that the other episode. I just didn't want to get my wires mixed up or anything like that. So yeah, we was talking on and off. And, you know, she was telling me about her life, telling me that, you know, women, the thing about women in conversation is if you let a woman lead in the conversation where she's doing all the talking, because women, you know, in their DNA, you know, they love to talk. Okay. They have a great storytelling game. So, food for thought, if you're dating a woman, if you're trying to, get familiar with that woman, a woman got stories for days. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you everything coming out of a woman's mouth is the gospel, is the truth. Sometimes you need to get a filter in there and figure out what's real and what's not real. What, you know, because sometimes women try to make excuses for their mistakes. But, you know, you just sit back, you process the information, and you take out certain parts of the information that you know that is BS, that is cap. All right. So she would tell me about her life. And I can clearly tell she had a long life. Okay. Because from birth to right now, she's got conversation for days. All right. And I would sit back there and I would listen. And she would tell me, tell me her story. You know, she told me that she was married. She told me that, things didn't work out with, her husband and her. They had a divorce. You know, he went and married another woman, and left the state and sort of left her high and dry with their one and only son. And then she, you know, talked about, you know, she goes to church, you know, and I, you know, the things she likes to do, she's just a homebody. All right. And I, after listening to her conversation, I understood and I got why she was a homebody. One, she is it's very, very hard to break her out of her shy, shell. Okay. And two, due to her previous marriage with her husband, she's pretty much took him back as far as getting back into the dating scene. Okay, you know, a lot has changed when she was single and ready to mingle, when she was younger, and you know, a lot of things have changed at that particular time. You know, you're married for like, I think she said she was married for like 10 plus years. And, you know, like I said, a lot of things, technology, how people conversate, how people date, it's much more into a courtship and things of that nature. Anywho, she's, you know, trying to get back on track, trying to get out of the house. And, you know, I think I was her, by her conversation, it seems like she dipped her toes into the dating scene, but then, you know, just, you know, some situations from previous guys that, you know, she was trying to date. And I think it's because she was really trying to, I could tell that it's a 50-50 understanding why the other dates didn't work. Okay. And I feel like the blame should have been placed on 50-50 on her and whoever she was trying to date. Because I could tell that, you know, she's dating, but she's dating to get back in trying to get someone to wife her up. And there's a lot of guys out there, old, young guys, they're not ready to settle down yet, okay? But she wants to get back into being a wife. And, you know, that's the reason why she was striking out on so many dates, all right? So I basically broke it down to her. And I'm the type of brother that I break it down to women, what this app, I give them the definition of who we are and what we are, all right? So I didn't lie to her. I didn't fake the funk, okay? I told her straight up, I'm not looking for no long-term relationship. I'm not trying to look for marriage. You know, I can't promise the future. Whatever happens, happens in the future. But as of right now, that's not what I'm looking for. All right. So I was straight up honest with her. And she was, you know, telling me that, you know, a lot of guys are not straight up honest with her. And she was telling me about how women, you know, have issues with guys that not being straight up and honest and real with them. I just didn't want to carry her on, okay? I didn't want to sell her something that I'm not interested in buying from her, okay? If you get my drift, all right? So basically, you know, we're having conversations and things of that nature. And I asked her, I said, you want to go out? Okay, you know, maybe let's go out, go to a nice restaurant, maybe a movie, or just go out in general. And, you know, she was saying, you know, she was kind of hesitant because it's been a long, long time since she went out. And it's been a long, long time since a guy has asked her out. Now, like I told you guys, she trial and error on previous relationships. You know, after her divorce, and those relationships were unsuccessful because, you know, she would tell me that, you know, all guys want is just sex. They don't want to do courtship. They don't want to do short term or long term dating. You know, it's just guys just want to get in your pants, you know. And low key, if the option presented itself, yeah, I'm down for that shit. I'm for the shits, all right? But at the same time, I told her straight up what as of right now, what this is about between me and her. And by her continuing to spend more time with me, it just seems like to me, on the outside looking in, she's down with the shits too, all right? You know, I understand that, you know, you want to get back into marriage. Understand that you want a long-term relationship and this, that, and third. You're tired of dating all the time. I get all that. But I also got that, you know, it's been a long, long, long time, okay, just getting any type of game from any type of man. And you can tell, you know, she was getting thirsty too. She wants to have sex with somebody too. And I think the reason why we bonded so you know, together is because she really likes my vibe. She liked my look. You know, I was clean cut and dapper, okay? You know, I was not slouching on any area of my game, okay? You know, I kept my beard nice. I kept my hair nice, you know, no dirt under my fingernails. I'm constantly clean, okay? I wore the best clothes. Even when I had to wear that ridiculous uniform at that grocery store, I still kept it a buck, okay? You know, I ironed my pants. I didn't have no wrinkles in my shirt. You know, I was going to the gym. I mean, I'm not saying that I was a 10, but, you know, I kept myself up to date, okay? I did not let nothing slip on me, okay? So, she was feeling that, but then she also was feeling my vibe because she understood that there was a lot of maturity in me. I wasn't, you know, I was advanced in my age. I was a young guy, but my mentality was like a man. I treated women with respect, and I told women the truth. What I'm looking for, what I'm pursuing, what I'm not interested in. But I always, let women know that you never know what the future may hold. Who knows? We may get to that level. But as of right now, I'm not, trying to feel that right now. I'm not trying to settle down or anything like that, okay? So she understood where I was coming from. I wasn't coming with no games, no lies, or any of that spit, okay? So, but low-key, she was looking for something more, but she was willing to spend time and talk to me because low-key, I felt like she was interested in the same things I was interested in. It's been a long, long time since them pipes were flushed, okay? It's been a long, long time since there was, it's been a long, long time, all right? I think the last time she was sexually active is her husband. And, there have been attempts, but due to trial and error, or maybe she wasn't feeling what this guy was telling her, and what the guy was telling her kind of threw her off, and she just moved on and tried to find some, it's just been trial and error. You can clearly tell she's been on and off in the dating scene, and I think that's one of the reasons why she didn't date a lot. Was because of the trial and error. She just didn't want to go through with it, going through the process and trying to figure each one out and this, that, and the third. And, I understood that, all right? So I took her on a date, okay? I took her to a movie, and then I took her to a nice, restaurant. Not nothing spectacular, okay, but a nice restaurant. And I can clearly tell she had the best time of her life, particularly at the movies. I was very mature, very respectful. I didn't try to, let her have her own space. I wasn't touching her or trying to get a lot of hugs and all that stuff, particularly in the movie. I wanted her to, have fun at the movies, because I was saying to myself, I was going like, it's probably been a long, long time since someone asked her to go to the movie theaters, or it's probably been a long, long time since a guy took her out on a date. So I was giving her her space, and I wanted her to have fun, to just get out of the house, okay? There was no ill will on my part. I wasn't trying to get in her pants or anything like that. I just knew it's going to probably take a long, long time till we get to that point, all right? And, like I said, we went to the movies. We went to eat. And then I said to myself, I'm going to try my one shot on her, all right? So I took her to this park. It was late in the evening, and this park is a beautiful park, okay? It has these Greek statues. It has, pyramids. It has it has a lake around it. It's got ducks. You can feed the ducks, and it has swans in it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, particularly at night. So we got out the car. We walked around. We didn't feed no ducks. I didn't see no ducks, but I'm just saying the way how the moonlight was glistening off of the lake, all right, it was timeless. The all the different structures and statues and things of that nature that particular night, it was the right time. We was at the right place at the right time. Everything was on point, okay? This could have been a movie scene, okay? You feel me? So she's, it was a little cool. She had her sweater on. We started, I started to just hold her hand. We were just walking around the park, holding hands, talking. We was making eye contact. And I could tell she was really, really feeling me because, women, if they emotionally feel good, then the battle is to your advantage. You're about to win this battle, all All right. So we started, you know, holding hands, walking through the park. It was very romantic. I want to say that it was very, very romantic, and it was spontaneous. It was nothing I planned, but I wanted to, you know, let her feel comfortable around me, let her know that we're not trying to rush to do anything. And we started holding hands. Eventually, we started hugging, and then we stopped around the lake. I gave her, she was in front of me. I gave her a hug, man. That damn backyard of hers, man, that ass is big, man. I set my whole junk in the middle of her ass. I mean, her whole ass made the bottom portion of my body disappear. All right. Cause I can look into the lake and saw our reflection through the moonlight, and I can see her. I can see her expressions. She can see me. I can see her. And I could tell that she's really enjoying her time. And it's been a long, long time since she felt this good. And I could tell it kind of brought her back to her first relationship, because she started getting very emotional and started tearing up. So I turned her around. I said, "What's wrong with you? What's going on? Did I say something? Did I offend you?" She said, "No, I have never felt this good in quite some time now." Okay. So I think I overdid it. Okay. I didn't want her to get to this point, because I feel like at that point, okay, now you're going to fall in love, and now you're going to, you know, you're going to have these wishful thoughts, these about marriage and things of that nature. So I overdid it. I'm like, oh man, I made this much more than what it was. Okay. So I said, "You want to go back to the car?" We went back to the car. We chatted in the car for a little bit. And she said she leaned in and told me this is the best night she have ever had in a long, long time. And then we started kissing. I mean, it was a long, long kiss. All right. Like straight from the movies. Okay. And I can hear R&B music, slow jam R&B music playing in the background. We're just kissing. And then, we went to her place. I took her to her place. And, she got some wine. We sat on the couch. We watched BET, was watching music videos. And she was talking about, there was some R&B songs like I Got, okay? But then there was some older videos that, I don't know none of these people. I don't know none of these people. And that's where, at that moment where everything, the stars aligned and the galaxies collided, everything made sense. But once we got home, once we got to her condominium, things didn't make sense. And you could tell that age gap, you know, the stuff that I was interested in, okay, she was not familiar with some of these songs or some of these artists. Now, if something was a song that was really popping and played on the radio, she would have gotten it. But when I was talking about different artists and things of that nature, you could tell it was a huge age gap, because she's talking about the Temptations. And I'm going like, I don't, you know, I've heard some Temptation songs, but I don't know the Temptations or the Whispers or the Commodores or Donna Summers, okay? I knew Michael Jackson, but I didn't know the Michael Jackson songs. I didn't know the songs that she was talking about, as well as I didn't know Michael Jackson was in a group with his brothers called the Jackson 5, okay? I always thought it was called the Jacksons, okay? But nevertheless, okay, you could tell it was a huge gap in our conversations, okay? Like, she was talking about the dinosaur era, and I'm talking about right now. And, you know, them conversations, you know, I had to, you know, if I would have just stayed on, if I would just told her straight up, like, I don't know what you're talking about, this, that, the third, or you're old, or whatever, what we were cooking would have cooled off, okay? So I had to play along with it, okay? And, like I said, the conversation, it was two different demographics, okay? It was like she was speaking Chinese and I was speaking Japanese, okay? So, nevertheless, I tried to reel in the conversation, and I started talking about the date we had, okay? And as we were talking, there was this this male figure coming down the steps. I'm going like, I thought she was by herself, you know? I mean, why would you take me to your house if you're entertaining guests, okay? So as this guy comes, she has a spacious living room. You can clearly hear a guy coming down the steps. But this guy was her son. And her son is like 3 or 4 years younger than me. Okay, this is a grown man. And, he's telling his mom that, he's going to go with his friends. They're going to go out. They're going to hang out. She's saying it's fine. It's fine, hon. Hey, that was like having a conversation with themselves. But she really didn't, introduce me to him. In the beginning, they're talking, he's pretty much talking to her about his day, and she's pretty much talking about her day. And then after they got done talking, then she finally introduced me to him, saying, oh, this is one of my coworkers at work. And I can tell that in that time frame, I could tell that, she knew that this was a straight ass date, okay? This is just friends with benefits type of date. But the way how she was describing me to her son is like, this young man, he works with me, and we went out and went to the movies. She said we just went to the movies. She didn't talk about when we went out to eat or when we went to the park. Just trying to line it up right to, there's nothing, we're not dating or anything like that. And I was cool with it. I was with the shits, okay? I wasn't trying to be in a long-term relationship with her. And, that's her son. And she can say whatever she wants to say to her son, okay? I don't have no jurisdiction over her son, all right? So, he's going, okay. I don't know if he was naive or he was just playing along with it. All right. So after the conversation, he leaves. Okay. And for about 5 minutes, it was kind of weird. Okay. It started getting kind of weird, but I guess I started getting reeled in back to our regular scheduled programming. After a couple of videos, music videos, and drinking into my glass of wine a little further, we got romantic. The lights were dim. And that's when she, she wanted to tell me a little bit more about her sexual experiences. And she started telling me, she was talking for the longest about being sexually active. The last time she was sexually active was with her, her husband. And then she just broke down the truth on why they're no longer married no more. Because she was telling me that she's got her vagina, it's not as wet, or she describes some type of medical condition she has that keeps her her vagina is drier than the Sahara Desert. And because they were not sexually active, he left her because of that, okay? It wasn't because he was cheating on her, and it wasn't because she was cheating on him. It was just a simple fact of, their romance. Their romance just fell off. Plus, on top of that, their work schedule and things of that nature, it just wasn't there, okay? So she basically was, giving me the spreadsheet on her sexual activity. And she said it's been a long time since she was sexually active. You know, she did. There was one guy that was trying to be sexually active to her. And she basically said, you know, it was a bad experience. And that's why she's, you know, pretty much been in her shell. She just don't want to go back into dating because she knows, you know, she knows it's going to get to this point sexually active wise where the guy is going to have a difference of opinion about her. But like I said, and that's why I said wet mouth, because she would constantly talk for hours, okay? It was like her mouth would never get dry, okay? The only thing that was dry was her coochie area. So she was talking to me, and there was a part of me that felt bad about her, okay? And I respected her honesty. I mean, she could have not told me. And if we would have gotten to that point, I would have had to find out the hard way like the other guys have found out, okay? And I think due to her experience with other guys, she's being more open about it and more honest about it. And I, you know, at that time, when you're young, when someone tells you something that's bad news, when you're young, I mean, you're feeling it, but you're really not feeling it, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really have a lot of compassion about her story. I just thought that she just had a dry vagina, okay? And, like, we as men, we think we can fix anything, particularly when we're young, dumb, and full of cum. We think we can fix any problem that rear its ugly head or present itself. And we always make excuses for the problems. And I'm thinking that, well, maybe she ain't found the right guy yet to open the floodgates in her vagina. Okay? Maybe it's the guy's fault. Maybe this is not a medical condition. So I'm processing this all in my head, but I knew I had to say something, because if I don't say anything, this night is going to end. So I'm, I'm pillow talking in her ear. Don't worry about it. It's all good. If you're ready, I'm ready. I mean, we can try. I mean, it, you know, anything but a chicken wing. You know, I'm just trying to say throw any type of conversation, because I was horny as hell. I felt like she was horny as hell. Her son is gone. We have the whole house to ourselves. We have an opportunity here. So I started kissing on her neck, you know, and she's liking it. And then I start rubbing on her. She's definitely feeling it. And I start kissing on her on the sofa while the music videos were playing. And she was really getting into it, okay? And you know how you kiss somebody? And when you kiss somebody, you know, sexually or romantically, one of y'all are going to have your eyes closed. And 9 times out of 10, it's the woman. So she's got her eyes closed. I'm kissing her. But I got my eyes open. And I'm just looking around I'm looking around her living room. I'm looking at all these romance novels. I'm looking at all these old VHS tapes of, you know, black romance. And, you know, I could clearly tell that she's a lot of people get off by several ways, okay? Particularly when they don't interact with a lot with a male or a female. You know, if a guy hasn't been sexually active, of course there's gonna be porn tapes or porn discs or porn sites open. You know, you're gonna see some big booty chick poster. You know, you may see a book here and there about sex adventures and things of that nature. You know, when you've been out of the game so long, you're going to compensate that with, you know, different sexual experiences to arouse you, okay? And I can clearly tell that she's been out of the game, and you can tell when you're looking around her living room. I'm gonna tell y'all guys something. The best place to learn somebody, to get familiar with somebody, is their living room. Their living room is like an open soul that's waiting to be discovered, okay? Because the bedroom, it's not, you know, you can learn a thing or two from them in the bedroom, but 9 times out of 10, you don't even make it to that point. So the first, if you can, when you're in the living room, they're talking to you, you're talking back at them, just look at the different things they have done collected, and the treasures and stuff that they have been collecting in their living room tells a full breakdown about them. Okay, that's just my message of the day. I'm telling you guys, you can learn a thing or two from these stories. Okay, but back to the story. So yeah, I'm looking around, you know, and then I'm processing everything as I'm kissing her. You know, I'm saying, look, you know, this couch, wow, this couch ain't big enough, because, you know, I'm 6'5". She's like 5'4", maybe 5'6", or something like that. And just barely enough room where, you know, she's hanging off the couch sometimes. Her big ass is hanging off the couch sometimes. And my I'm hanging off the couch sometimes. And then she started to say, let's just go upstairs. So as we was walking upstairs, she gave me this warning message again, like, hey, you know, I don't be discouraged. You know, it's been a long time since I've been this deep in the relationship. You know, I haven't been sexually active, and I'm just telling her, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to, I'm not going to judge you. You know, I understand. You know, I'm saying the right things because I want to get broke off tonight. Okay. So of course I'm going to say those things. Okay. When a woman presents sex in any type of relationship, a guy is going to agree with you nonstop, because all the guys think of, we're one trick ponies. Okay. We're just thinking about sex. All right. We don't care how we got to get there. If we know that there's some sex down the road, we're going to keep driving down this road. Yeah, this road's going to have a bunch of bumps. It's going to have a lot of, you know, detours. It's going to have a lot of traffic jams. But we know at the end of this journey, there's a hot piece of slab of sex on a platter. So, of course, we're going to say and do whatever it takes to get to that point. Okay, so, yeah, we're going upstairs. One thing led to another. Get into her bedroom. She has those type of beds that are real. Excuse me. She has one of those type of beds that's set up too high, which a tall guy like me, even your highest bed is going to look like your average bed to me. But my experience with people with beds that are so high, that sits up high, the mattress is kind of hard. Okay. I like a real soft mattress. I can clearly tell she's a pillow lover because she's got 20,000 pillows on top of her headboard. She's got pillows at the foot of her bed. You know, look, she's an older woman. She's old school. All right. So I didn't judge her because of that. And on one of the pillows, it's got stitching. God is great. And had Bible quotes on pillows. She's got the Bible on her dresser. She got all her medication laid on the dresser. I'm going like, God damn, she takes a lot of fucking pills. All right. You can clearly tell she's a classy lady. I didn't, you know, judge her because of that. Okay. But the room was put together. Like, you could clearly tell when a woman take you to her bedroom and her bed's made and her room is clean, that just tells you a lot about that woman. Okay. If you go to another woman's bedroom and something is off, that tells you a lot about that woman as well. She's a procrastinist, and, you know, she just gets up. She probably didn't even take a bath, all right? But you can clearly tell that this woman is a very classy, responsible, mature lady, all right? And I wasn't hating on it, okay? Because at the end, because why judge? Because I'm about to get some coochie, all right? So she's one of those that prefer to have the lights off. I'm the type of brother, I like to see what I'm doing, okay? Because I'm putting on a performance, okay? I'm putting on a performance. I want you to see what I'm doing to you, okay? I'm not one of them type brothers. You know, I can do it either way. Either way. If you want the lights on or off, I'm cool with it. But I'm a type of brother that likes the lights on and like to see me work. And I like to, see the woman, you know, watch me work, okay? And so we're up here kissing, where I'm sucking on titties, I'm sucking toes. Yeah, I love sucking toes. I'm eating coochie. I'm making, because she's just telling me that her coochie stayed dry. So I'm, you know, going like, yeah, she probably don't know what she's talking about. So the first order of business, I'm eating coochie. If her coochie was a buffet, it was all you could eat hour, because I was eating that mug. I was eating it. I was smacking it up, flipping, rub it down. I was kissing the vagina lips. I was doing everything. I put my whole face in that coochie. My beard was wet from eating so much coochie. Okay, that's how good I am with coochie. Okay. But despite how wet my beard was, my mouth was, her coochie was not getting hydrated. There was no moisture from the coochie. It was still, you know, it will get there, but when you're done, it goes back to its regular scheduled program. It just gets back dry. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind, yeah, man, she might be right on this one. But she's got her head in the pillow. She got her eyes up on the ceiling. She's moaning and all this stuff, you know, because she's thinking, I'm about to get some dick for a long, long time. The last time I got some dick, you know, Kennedy was trying to become president. Okay. That's the last time she got some good dick. Okay. And I was offered to give her some dick. Not only she was going to get some dick, she was going to get some young dick. She probably ain't never thought that she was gonna get some young dick in her life, okay? So, yeah, I'm nibbling on it. I'm sucking the juices out. I'm spitting in that pussy. I mean, that pussy just got, it was just dry. It was dry as hell. It was drier than a Thanksgiving Day turkey. That's how dry it was, okay? It was no moisture in this coochie, in the coochie region, okay? So I got a lot of bag of tricks. It ain't no shame in my game. So once I'm done, eating the coochie, I done sucked your nibbles, I'm pinching your nibbles, I'm up here eating your coochie, and you're still not, that coochie's still not moist, it's still dry. So I started putting my condom on, and I said, you know, the lubrication in the condom, once I put my dick in there, and, you know, my dick stayed hard. I can wake up every morning and my dick is hard. It's like my dick is ready for some, my dick was ready to destroy some vagina, okay? Even when there's no opportunity of getting any vagina, my dick stayed on hard, okay? So I just put the condom on. I try to put my dick in her coochie, and I can tell most guys don't give two rips about it. But ain't nothing worse than, you know, a rock hard dick going into some dry coochie, okay? The skin irritation on the woman's part, it just don't feel good for me. And I know it's not feeling good for her, you know, particularly when you're trying to stab some dry coochie, you know. So I'm going like, okay, that didn't work. So I thought the lubrication in the condom will moist the coochie, and the coochie still didn't work, all right? So you know, I asked her, and I knew every woman has this, all right? I said, you got some KY jelly? She said, yeah, it's in the medicine cabinet. And her restroom is right next to her bedroom. So I went, I got up, I'm butt naked. I still got a rock hard dick with a condom on. And I, you know, got the KY jelly. You know, I applied it to my dick region, and I applied it in her coochie. And we would get some friction, but then that too dried up. I'm going like, what the? Okay, where does this coochie come from? Where does this vagina come from? Does it come from another a universe? Because I have never experienced a coochie like this before in my life. Okay? So we would get some friction, but then it'll get dried up again. Okay? And then after a while of doing this, a rinse and repeat, she, you know, started looking at me and she said, I'm sorry, but, you know, I got this condition. You know, I know you want to go home now. And I said, look, that I said to myself, I didn't say this to her because I knew this would really mess up the mood. I'm like, I have never been discouraged, or I have never said, you know, I have never gave up on a vagina. Okay. I feel like, you know, like Black Lives Matter, like vaginas matter. Okay. We should, I mean, every vagina around the world should get some satisfaction. I feel like every vagina should not be out alone without any type of interaction with some dick. Okay. I feel like every vagina needs some dick. Okay. Not some vaginas, not a select few vaginas, not 10% of the population of vaginas. I feel like every vagina needs to get some dick served into them. You know, that's just my opinion. If I become president of the United States, I'm going to make a law, and I'm going to enforce this law, that at least every vagina should get some type of interaction with some dick once a month. Okay, that's just me. All right, so I did Old Faithful, and I learned this from the old heads, okay? I learned this from the old heads. You know, when all else fails, get the Vaseline grease, all right? So I asked her, does she have some Vaseline? And she said, yeah, I use it for my lips and for my, you know, Vaseline grease has multiple uses, okay? It moisturizes your lips. You can put it on your hair. Your skin, it moisturizes your skin. You know, it's got a 1,001 uses, but the best use for Vaseline grease, I can never pronounce that name, and I'm going to mispronounce it again. Petroleum jelly is a great lubricant. Okay. It's a great, great lubricant. Okay. So I took my condom off because at that time my condom was crusty and dry as fuck. All right. She had a big jar of this Vaseline grease. I stuck my whole dick in that Vaseline grease. Okay. I didn't even take a little off of it, and because I was horny as fuck. I could have fucked the Vaseline grease. All right. I stuck my whole dick in that Vaseline grease. Once my dick got out of that Vaseline grease, I didn't even clear the imprint of it. I left my dick print in the Vaseline grease so she can look at it when she uses it, okay? To let her know that this Vaseline grease has been violated, okay? It's been violated by your boy, okay? I stuck my whole dick in that Vaseline grease. You know, now my dick is covered in Vaseline grease. And I looked at her, and I said, and then I slide that damn dick in her damn pussy, and it was her pussy started lubricating, because once the Vaseline grease was a lubricant, her, you know, make, which means that when we do friction, she's not going to be dried up. I'm not going to be dried up. And the thing about Vaseline grease is it stays in there. Okay. It doesn't, you know, dissolves or disappear. And after, I say, about 5 minutes of straight hardcore fucking, that bitch was liberated. You know, she had that expression on her face. Like, It just seemed like she had this glow on her. Like, she got the picture. Her mouth, it was like she was screaming, but no words were coming out of her mouth. No voice, no nothing. She just had her mouth wide open. Eyes wide open. Like, she just, like, she's in bed. She's looking up at the stars, and she's seeing heaven, Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, why we have life on this universe. She was like looking up at the ceiling, and I was just tearing her ass up, okay? Tearing her ass up, okay? She's scratching the bed. She goes into this Holy Ghost. This has been a long, long time since this ever happened to her. I can clearly tell, all right? This has to easily be her top five performance sexually at night. I mean, she probably haven't felt this way since she was a pretty young thing back in the day when she was a teenager, all right? And I knew that Vaseline Grease was going to open up the floodgates. It's going to open up that coochie, because I feel like the real reason why, you know, her coochie was dry a lot was because of the disappointments in her life. And, you know, at that particular time, mental health, it was real, but we didn't, in that time, we didn't look at mental health to what it is right now. And sometimes people get locked in and feel like it's all over with in life, and they don't be emotionally or spiritually invested, and, you know, they just give up on life, okay? And I felt like after years of just giving up and just staying in her shell, I felt like that affected her emotional and her spiritually, and it also affected her vagina. But when that dick went in there, all that shit went out the door. All that shit went out the fucking door, all right? And we not only, I'm a type of brother, I can give, I can come two times, okay? I can come two times. But if it's real, real good, I can come three times, okay? I can still do that, occasionally I can do that. But that night, I came two nights. I came to someone's city to do a concert, and I just did two shows over the weekend. I did two performances in a span of one night, okay? She is the bed's wet. It's coochie juice. It was a spiritual awakening in there. I know she had to change them sheets and flip that mattress over, okay? So, was there a second night, all right? Unfortunately, it was not a second night, okay? And I thought it was me, but it was her, and she was totally embarrassed. I mean, at first, she got sexually pleased. But she was saying to me over the phone, she had never came that much. She had never, that never happened to her in her life. She started reading the Bible after that. I'm going, oh, hell, okay. There was no second night, because every time we would try to make arrangements, you know, she had her son, and we just could not, we didn't have the opportunity for a part two, you know, and I think some of it was because of me, because even though the sex was good, it was just, when she took me to her home, I was saying to myself, do I have to go through all that stuff again? And then I started thinking about her son. You know, like, her son is like 3 years older than me. And I knew that she was falling in love with me. She was talking about, after we had the sex, then she started talking about, moving in. She wanted me to move in. And, she, it just got kind of weird. it just felt weird to me, okay? And, you know, I just low-key ghosted her. I don't want to say I ghosted her, but I ghosted her. You know, I apologize, okay? If you're hearing this, I apologize. I even apologize for me telling this story. But that's all for Everybody Hates Chris for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please do your boy a favor. Hit the questionnaire. Particularly when you're on Spotify, hit the questionnaire at the end. Tell me if you like these episodes, if you don't like these episodes. And share this content with your friends, family, as well as your followers. And subscribe and enjoy. You will not be disappointed. And I will come back next week with another story, another banger. All right? It's your boy. I'm up out of here. Outro. Okay? Outro.